Tonight's episode of CNC Reviews on Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio. Tonight's episode of CNC Reviews on Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today for a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/PWP Radio. Remember to include the /PWP Radio so they know we sent you.
We here at CNC Reviews would like to remind you to turn off your cell phones and remain as quiet as possible during the show.
And before you start asking questions, we are not kidding. If you don't stay quiet, I will go ghetto on your ass.
Unless you want a large black man beating the shit out of you, I would shut the fuck up.
You're damn right.
Please, sit back, enjoy the show, and remain courteous to your fellow listeners.
Or you know what will happen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Caleb Bryce Johnston. I am your Messiah of the evening and the creator and co-host of CNC Reviews. Welcome. Tonight we will be reviewing so much bullshit, it's not even true. Wait, fuck, god damn it. Cameron, say hello.
Hi, everybody.
Anything special to say tonight, Cameron?
The Capitals and Pens are playing.
No one cares. Anyway.
Go watch Alex Ovechkin.
Are you really gonna tell people listening to our show to go watch a goddamn hockey game right now?
Well, you can listen to. Okay, I'm CM Punk. Okay, go act like Vince McMahon and get mad because I'm telling people go watch a good hockey game. Okay, get mad.
Okay, Cameron, we are already competing with Arrow and we're competing with Main Event. We don't need other competition right now, okay, motherfucker.
It's not my fault that it's winning Wednesday night rivals and the Capitals and Penn just happen to be playing, which is going to be a great, amazing game. Okay, it's not my fault. I don't schedule these games. You can listen to the show and watch the game, okay?
Okay, listen to the show and watch Arrow. Why would you watch fucking Pins and Caps? Why would you watch Main Event, watch Arrow? Arrow is actually pretty fucking cool, and I can't wait to watch the new episode tomorrow. You're just going to make this awkward, Cameron, or are you going to respond?
Alex Ovechkin hopefully will beat the crap out of Sidney Crosby.
So how are you doing tonight, Cameron?
I'm doing good because I'm waiting to see Alex Ovechkin beat the crap out of Sidney Crosby's ugly face.
I hate you.
I hate you too.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, nonetheless, what's been going on with me this week is I finally got caught up on Game of Thrones. Holy fuck, watch that show. I got caught up on True Blood, which that's not a good thing. The finale to season 6 is awful. The only thing I could understand anyone liking about it was I'm sure the women fucking got super excited to see Alexander Skarsgård's dick, which I did not want to see.
Oh, really? This is my favorite person who wants to watch Brokeback Mountain.
The only reason Eric is my favorite character, I didn't want to see his dick. It made me sad. Check out True Detective.
Is that why he's your favorite character?
He was my favorite character before he showed his dick, Cameron. That doesn't make any sense.
What? You love you? Did you say you just want to see his dick? Ugh.
I'm questioning our friendship. Okay. What's been going on with you this week, Cameron? Anything exciting?
No. Besides tonight and the Capitals game, that's what's exciting.
Idiot. Oh, well, what is exciting tonight? We've got Arrow, which is actually awesome. Curtis Axel, which is fucking... Okay, can we just start this shit or not? Do you want to start the show?
Yeah, but before we start, everybody, go watch and listen to the show and go watch Capitals versus Pens. It's going to be a great game.
Or you can stick a smoldering iron up your asshole. Both are equally pleasing.
What? No. Only for people like you.
Do you think that I would want a smoldering iron in my asshole? That would be the most painful thing imaginable.
Well, you want to watch Brokeback Mountain, so you must like things up there.
Oh, yeah. Everyone that watched Brokeback Mountain is totally gay. You're so right, Cameron.
I didn't say that.
Trust me with your back.
I didn't say that.
Let's review
you said it. You said it.
Seth Rogen and Barbara Streisand. Seth Rogen's her distant son. Barbara Streisand's an annoying mom and a Jewish stereotype. And she's like, oh, honey. And basically, he's a failing inventor. No one's buying his weird Cyoclean ship. I still don't understand what it was. This movie's awful.
It's a cleaning product.
Cleaning. Did I not say that?
You said you don't know what it is. You said you still don't know what it is.
I don't know what exactly is in it, do I?
He showed it was like coconut and some other stuff, soy and some other stuff.
Do you think how many fucks do you think I give about how many coconuts he put into his Cyoclean?
Well, don't Cyoclean, Caleb. Why are you making this stuff so difficult?
Cam, are you going to let me tell the people the plot of this movie?
Only if you get the facts correct.
He invites his annoying Jewish stereotype mom to go on the road trip with him, and basically that happens, and a bunch of weird shit happens, like a hotel.
Oh, no. You're forgetting why.
Oh, yes. He's bringing her along because she's so lonely, and he is basically like, oh, man, this old flame she has is in San Francisco, and he owns a company. I can sell my shit to him, and I can make sure that my mom meets him, and she'll find true love, and she'll stop annoying me and shit, and yeah. That's the plot. Happy now?
You gave a horrible description of this movie. Don't bury this movie just because you don't like it. Don't bury it.
I don't dislike this movie. I think it has a lot of heart, and it had some funny scenes that maybe you were on a call with me most of the time I was watching it, and I laughed a few times. And you lied to me and said that Barbara Streisand died at the end of the movie.
Can I say one thing that isn't related to the movie?
Cameron, what?
The Caps are wearing their throwback jerseys, and they look amazing.
Jesus
oh my God.
Fucking Christ, Cameron.
I'm getting one of those jerseys for my birthday, and I can't wait to wear it every single
Dude,
day.
I can't wait for you to wear it every single day, too. You can send me pictures, and in May, you can wear jerseys you want when we're hanging out and binge-watching X-Men movies together, because that's what friendos do. But right now, we're talking about a shitty movie that you like.
Is it? American Psycho is a shitty movie.
You shut the fuck up right now. American Psycho is a classic. It is one of the greatest movies of all time. You shut
the
your
Big
mouth.
The Big Lebowski. That's a shitty movie. You want to talk about shitty movies?
Get it right. The Big Lebowski is the
Lebowski. I will call it what... If you bury Cyoclean, I will bury the Big Lebowski.
There's a big gap between goddamn Cyoclean and the fucking Big Lebowski. The Big
Lebowski.
Lebowski. See what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass.
What?
It's a reference to the Big Lebowski.
Lebowski.
Damn it. Okay. So, you piece of monkey shit. I swear. Okay. So the guilt trip.
Oh, that's racist. That's racist.
Oh, it's not racist. Oh, my God. If The Rock can say it, I can say it. I can say what The Rock says.
Because The Rock is black, he can say that. You
can't.
He's
not black. He's 50% African American. He doesn't even look black.
He does look black. What are you talking about?
Why are we talking about The Rock's fucking race?
Because you're racist.
Oh,
don't call me a monkey. Who do you think you are?
You a monkey.
Just call me a monkey.
Okay, the first 30 minutes of this movie were fucking unbearable. I wanted to kill myself. I wanted to jump into traffic. I wanted to cover myself in deer urine and run through the woods so fucking deers would attack me and slaughter me. I wanted to stick a shotgun in my goddamn mouth, pull the trigger, watch my brains fly around and get all over Tam, and then it'd be really sad. Cause
deer urine is deer urine is expensive. I don't think you would cover yourself in deer urine.
Dude, deer urine is pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's really expensive.
It is, dude. If you've ever been to the store, you know, you can, like, sell deer. Why? Okay. So, Cameron, why don't you give your thoughts on the shitty movie?
It's not a shitty movie. It is a really good movie. The beginning is slow and boring and annoying. But once you get past that, it's a good movie.
Yeah, first 30 minutes, after the first 30 minutes, and after all the annoying Jewish stereotypes are for the most part done, it actually does become a solid film, but for the most part it was annoying. I don't like Barbara Streisand, nothing against her at all.
You were watching the movie, you said you'd fuck her.
We're not talking about if I fuck her, And why are we talking about Barbara Streisand anyway?
You just said you don't like her. Well, you must like her.
Do I like her acting ability? No. Do I think she is actually an attractive woman for her age? Yes. I think you have. Okay. So, Cameron, are you going to review the movie, or are we going to argue about if I want to fuck Barbara Streisand or not?
Well, you're the one that just keep making us not be able to review it. Don't blame it on me.
Oh, I am going to stab you. Anyway. Like I said, this movie actually had a lot of heart. It was kind of sweet, like, at the end. It was like, oh, she's so annoying. I should be imitating Jamie. Well, God, fuck. Okay, that was stupid. I'm not going to do that skit, okay? Basically, it's just like, oh, yeah, I love you, Mom. And then she's like, oh, honey, I'm going to go to the airport, bye. And he gets his whole shit. He sells it to people. I don't remember who. I wasn't paying attention. And
it was like Costco and Walmart and different companies
the people who actually buy it.
Oh, the people who buy it, wasn't it Costco or something? Oh, No. The people who bought his product was HSN.
Yes, it was. Okay. But nonetheless, I thought the ending was nice, that she's going to stop being annoying and he's going to be more loving and she's going to go fuck some cowboys all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Four dicks, two holes. Three. Jeez, okay, that just got weird and graphic. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about this movie anymore. So, Cameron, why don't you give your out of 10 bullshit?
I'm going to give it 10 out of 10.
No. What the fuck?
I'm joking.
Oh, you're tweeting that you're watching the Caps game during the goddamn show. I'm going to fucking... Oh, you piece of shit.
But no. I'll give it a 6. I'll give it a 6. It's above average.
Well, 3 ain't enough, man. I need 5. I give it a fucking 5 out of 10. Because even though I hated this movie, it's unbearable. I love Jamie and I love Seth Rogen because they're the same person. I like to hug them. And this movie actually did have a lot of heart. And it made me chuckle a couple times. Like that scene where the dude at the hotel thought that he was banging his mom. That was surprisingly funny. Because nothing makes me laugh harder than incest. Really, that wasn't a funny joke. We're not going to expand on that. We're just going to be awkward about it.
No.
Okay. Let's not talk about incest on the show anymore.
No, let's not.
Unless we're talking about Game of Thrones and how Joffrey is a stupid little piece of shit and that his parents were banging. Spoiler alert if you have not watched the first season. But Joffrey is like his parents or his brother and sister.
Okay, let's go to the next movie.
Oh, now you want to talk about movies. Okay. End of Watch. End of Watch is a great film that was recommended to me by some friend of mine. Thanks, Rain. Well, Rain didn't officially recommend it to me, but she said she really liked it.
No. Hold on. You told me that, we gotta watch this such and such because it's the only thing that's ever been recommended to us. Remember?
Rain didn't recommend it.
Right,
she did not
right
say
before,
watch this.
Right
she told me it was
started,
a good movie.
Right before the show started, you were like, we gotta watch this show because it's the only thing that's ever been recommended to us. But you just said this movie was recommended to us, Caleb. Get your facts straight.
Have a bunch of facts written down, Kevin. What do you want from me, man? My God. Anyway, End of Watch is a great movie that a friend liked and told me she liked. So I checked it out. And I live tweeted about it with them. And Marilyn's a police officer, apparently. And basically, it's about these two cops. One of them is Jake Gyllenhaal. One of them is random Mexican actor. Oh, God, that's going to sound right. Okay, I'm not going to say let's just call him other cops. If I call him random
Mexican actor. Now you say random Mexican actor. You called me a monkey. You're really racist today, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, you are being racist. Let's not even get into this, you penis. So, End of Watch. Jake Gyllenhaal and other cop who does not matter what race he is. He is Mexican. Basically, this whole thing happens. They're cops, and they're police officers, and they're pretty fucking cool, and they, like, save people from a fire, and then they get medals. And then, because they stop this party and shit, the Mexican gangs get really pissed, and they're like, we got caught a hit on Jake Gyllenhaal because he's banging ass.
That's totally racist. That's racist.
That is
that's
not
racist.
I was imitating someone. I was
that's
imitating
wrong on so many levels.
Was I
that's
racist?
Wrong on so many levels. That's wrong.
Do you not want me to imitate people, Cameron?
That's wrong. Jamie gets it. Look at that tweet. Jamie gets me. I'm a
Okay, anyway. Can we talk about the fucking movie, or are we just going to bicker like little bitches?
Let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, basically, the Mexicans call a hit on them, and then it gets really fucking... the reason they call a hit on it is because they find fucking a cage filled with sex slaves.
I don't think they were sex
slaves. They were human trafficking, and human trafficking, a lot of the times they bang the...
No.
They were trafficking.
They were men! No.
Dude, guys don't rape other dudes.
I know that guys rape other dudes, but I'm pretty sure that they were punched and beaten in the face. I mean, at least keep the sex slaves looking decent. There was a toilet bowl filled with crap. I'm pretty sure they weren't sex slaves.
Fetish. A lot of people like to poop on each other during sex for some reason. Fucking awkward silence, goddammit. Let's not talk about weird sex fetishes on the show anymore, okay? It makes awkward silence.
You start all the awkward silences.
You're the one who didn't speak, making it awkward in the first place.
Uh-oh, Ovechkin's about to get in the fight. Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm watching the Spurs game for some reason. Like, why?
Oh, yeah, you want to see somebody break a hip? Oh, yeah, let's go watch the Spurs game and watch someone break
get
a
him,
hip.
Get him, Rain. Fight him.
Oh, let's go look at these old men who can barely beat the Pelicans. Oh, yeah, let's go look at this.
That team's
going all the way to the finals. They can barely beat a horrible team.
Wow. Oh, Rain. Get him, Rain. Get him. Nonetheless.
We can talk about this movie some more. End of watch.
Why don't you give this thought?
The cop movie. It's you said you teared up because you're a little boy. I didn't tear up at the end. It was sad, but I didn't tear up or cry, little boy. Grow some testicles. Man up, okay?
Dude, I've got a pretty nice pair of testicles. Thank you very much. Anyway, nonetheless, there's a difference between bawling your fucking eyes out and tearing up. I teared up. Did I cry? No. It's a very sad ending. Spoiler for all you spoilers ahead. Mexican dude gets shot, and I'm pretty sure... I thought Jake Gyllenhaal was dead. Did you think Jake Gyllenhaal was dead?
No, I knew he wasn't dead.
I thought he was dead.
Both of them weren't going to die.
Yeah, that's true. And then the police shot down the Mexican gang. So no more Mexicans. But one of my favorite parts of this movie... was it catches your attention in the first, 10 minutes. Because I didn't know it was going to be, documentary style almost. Like, with, the amazing camera work. And the first thing, it's, the police camera. You know, they have all the cop cars that, going down. And I thought that was fucking amazing. Caught my attention right off the bat. I didn't think I was going to like this movie. And a bunch of cool shit happened. Dude, how amazing was the camera work in this movie?
It was amazing.
Dude, it was so good. It was all from...
It was really
like good. Shitty cameras. It was just it wasn't professional HD cameras. It was just normal cameras.
Yeah.
I fucking enjoyed the hell out of this film. Jake Gyllenhaal is an amazing fucking actor. He's awesome. And we're going to be reviewing a movie of his next week and then possibly reviewing Brokeback Mountain down the line.
No.
It would be hilarious. I will get, if Rain's on the show, Rain would review it with me because Rain's a nice person.
Rain isn't allowed on the show.
Since she was originally, if you remember, back before we even knew her, Kyle asked her to be the third host. That's a little inside CNC Reviews. Rain was originally going to be a co-host, actually, at one point. Or she was talked about. It wasn't, official or anything. Did you know that, Cameron?
Yeah, I knew.
Anyway... Moving along, End of Watch was great. One of my favorite parts of this movie was the lovely Anna Kendrick. She's so attractive. I forgot how attractive she was. She popped up in this movie, and she's super attractive, and it made me happy every time she was on the TV or laptop. I was watching on my laptop. And it was just awesome because Anna Kendrick is a great actress, and she's so lovely. Just great to look at. Wouldn't you agree, Cameron?
Yeah, yeah.
Love Anna Kendrick. Anna Kendrick's great. Wasn't she in that weird Rapture movie with Craig Robinson where he was the Antichrist?
I don't know.
No one knows about Rapture Palooza. Apparently I'm the only person who knows what that movie is. I never saw it for some reason, but I know what it is. End of watch. Like I said, it's great. It really showed you how dangerous it is for cops in LA or just cops in general, especially, you know, in fucking shitty ass places with, you know, major crime like parts of LA. And it was really an inside look of, you know, just the risks that police officers take. And I thought it was amazing. I thought the directing, acting, everything. There honestly wasn't any part of this movie I disliked.
No. If you want to see how real cops are, watch Friday After Next and watch them be security guards. That's how you really know the inside life of a cop. Caleb, you haven't seen that movie, have you?
Wait.
You haven't seen
that. Is that one of the shitty sequels of the Ice Cube movie? Dude, don't even bring up the sequels to Friday. Dude, Friday was a great movie, but don't bring up the fucking sequels, man.
The sequels were okay. They were okay.
They weren't good.
They were okay.
This is a conversation for another day. Anyway.
When you aren't being so racist.
I just said I liked Friday.
All those shitty black sequels. Yeah. Stop being so racist.
I did not say black. Did I say black sequels? I said, end of watch, it was a great emotional film. Oh my God, the emotion at the end. You know, my friend, she was saying it made her cry for days. And it made me tear up a bit.
You know what? Because one of
that's
her
not
people
bad.
Died. That's why she cried, because one of her people died.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm telling her you said that. She'll bite you.
Because her people shot one of her people.
She's gonna bite
you. Oh, yeah. I'd cry, too.
Oh, Rain's a vampire. She's gonna kill you.
Rain isn't a vampire.
Rain is such a vampire.
No, she isn't.
She's like the only vampire.
No.
Dude, Rain is a vampire. Admit it.
No.
Rain's a vampire, goddammit.
Let's stop talking about Rain and let's talk about the movies, please.
Why are we talking about Rain?
Because you brought her up.
This is true. Okay, I'm going to stop bringing her up. But anyway, really emotional film. I would give it a 9 out of 10. What about you, friend, though?
I'll give it a 6.5.
How can you pull a fucking platoon on this movie? You can't pull a fucking platoon on this shit. For those of you who don't understand what we mean by pulling a platoon, then watch CNC Reviews, Season 1, Episode 6, Platoon Movie Review, and you'll understand what we mean by pulling a fucking goddamn motherfucking shit platoon. Damn it.
Oh.
Pulling a platoon on this amazing
End of Watch was horrible. End of Watch was horrible.
Just shut your mouth.
It's so overrated. It's so overrated.
I never even hear people talk about this movie.
It's just horrible.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to tell. Dude, Rain is going to kill you tomorrow. Next week, it's just giving me an
She's not even everything. Talking to me, so what do I care?
Let's not bring her personal life.
No. I'm talking about she said she wasn't even my friend anymore, like yesterday.
That was like a joke. Was she not joking? Well, you were bringing up Mexican shit. What a racist and being a penis. People did not talk to you.
I'll make all the Mexican and Spurs jokes I won't now, okay?
I can't wait for Rain to listen to the show and kill you.
She isn't going to kill me. She'll get deported.
She's a legal citizen of the United States.
Okay. You can believe that.
Why would I not? Oh, my God. Anyway, so we're done talking about End of Watch. Do you have any last thoughts on the show, movie?
It's horrible. Don't watch it.
Boy, you told me you liked it.
Watch The Guilt Trip instead. The Guilt Trip is so much better than this.
If you are on the verge of suicide, you just want to slash your wrist or shoot yourself in the head, yeah, watch The Guilt Trip. No, God, I don't encourage suicide. Shit,
what?
Never mind. But
what?
That is, okay, don't watch The Guilt Trip.
Oh,
you
my
kill
God,
you.
Caleb.
No, my God. I take that back. I did not word that right. Watch The Guilt Trip. The Guilt Trip will make you want to put a gun in your mouth. I think that's the best way to put it.
You just said it makes you want to put a gun
Shut
in
up.
Your mouth.
I just worded, Cameron. You misword things sometimes.
Oh, Caleb.
Stephen A. Smith, I'm going to Stephen A. Smith this and say that I didn't say that. I have an Oklahoma accent, and sometimes my words slur, and I didn't really say that. So, yeah. Hashtag Stephen A. Smith. Okay, really, let's stop talking about it. I'm making this worse. Okay. Got to throw some cocaine.
All right,
anyway,
now we gotta...
American... Speaking of cocaine, oh, sweet transition, motherfucker. American Psycho. Ooh, this movie's great. It's based on the novel of the same name. It's about Patrick Bateman, who works for this, like, fucking firm or on Wall Street, and basically he kills people at night, and he really likes to have sex with people, and he really likes to take care of his body. I mean, he had a nice body, and you see his pubes when he's tanning.
Oh, and now I see why you want to watch Brokeback Mountain.
Christian Bale isn't in Brokeback Mountain.
Caleb,
no, another person from The Dark Knight was, though, Heath Ledger. May he rest in peace.
Caleb, you said his pubes, and you said he had a nice body. And that's why I said, now I see why you want to
I respect, as a person who is very into fitness myself, I respect a guy who takes care of his body. That sounded super gay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Cameron. Anyway, American Psycho. Cameron, what did you like about this movie? What did you think?
It was just horrible.
What?
Oh, it was horrible. It was just...
Oh,
it
fuck.
Was, it was too long. It was just too long. There were just useless
like an hour
scenes,
and 40 minutes.
Scenes that didn't make sense in the movie. It was just... It's
okay,
horrible.
Give me a scene that didn't make sense. Let me hear it.
Pretty much all the ones involving sex and prostitutes.
He bit the woman's vagina off. What does not make sense about that?
How did it relate to the story?
He's a serial killer.
What does biting a woman's vagina off and being a serial killer have to do with anything?
That he's insane? The movie is called American Psycho. He's psychotic. They have to show him killing people, Cameron. He's Dexter Morgan with less morals.
This movie is horrible. I'm sorry. It's horrible.
One of my favorite movies, dude. Christian Bale, the best acting performance I've ever seen from him. He was okay in The Dark Knight, but dude, this shit was the bomb. Oh my god. How awesome was Patrick Bateman?
Horrible.
Dude, yesterday, I texted you yesterday and said, dude, how awesome. I tweeted you. I tweeted you and you said, dude, he's amazing.
Sarcasm.
Oh my god, shut up. Dude, you know you love Patrick Bateman.
No. No.
Dude, Patrick Bateman, oh my god. He's like one of my favorite fictional serial killers next to Dexter. He's like Dexter, but if Dexter was like, no, I don't kill innocent people, I kill prostitutes.
Horrible.
Dude, how awesome was Patrick Bateman since in music? Like, Phil Collins, I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
If you sing one more time, I'm just going to hang up.
All my life.
5, 4, 3.
Okay, stop singing Phil Collins. Will that make you happy?
2.
I'm not singing.
Okay.
Anyway, Willem Dafoe did pretty good in the little bit he was in. Wouldn't you agree?
Horrible.
Do you even know who Willem Dafoe is?
Just horrible. It was terrible. This movie was terrible.
No, it wasn't. Let's actually talk about the movie. One of my favorite parts was that even though this movie came out in 2000, it was filmed like you would – like this movie looked like it was from the 80s. But if you didn't know this movie came out in 2000, wouldn't you think it came out – and you didn't know Christian Bale was like 30, would you not think this came out in the 80s?
I would think it's a horrible movie, and I didn't care when it came out. Yeah.
What was horrible about this movie? What didn't you like?
Everything was just horrible. Everything. Everything.
Boobs. What else do you want? He tries to feed a cat to an ATM machine. How awesome does that seem?
The whole movie was horrible.
I really liked a lot of the themes. You really have to pay attention to get the end. It was just fantastic. The dude was just fucking insane. It's just awesome. The movie's fucked up, man. You need final American Psycho and how amazing this film is.
It's a horrible movie. Just plain horrible.
No, it's not.
It is.
You're being such a penis tonight, Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I give this... What do you give this movie?
2.
Are you fucking joking? Okay. Beneath Enderwatch, sure. But fucking underneath the goddamn guilt trip. Are you fucking joking me right now? You better tell me
horrible.
You are not ranking American Psycho with 2.
It's a horrible.
You are not giving this
I'll
shit.
Never watch it. I'll
this.
Never watch
you
it again.
You are not giving this shit a 2 out of 10. Are you seriously giving this shit a 2 out
two.
Of 10?
2.
Oh my god. I hope Christian Bale comes for you in your sleeves. Fuck you. I give it a 10 out of 10 because this movie is phenomenal. I love serial killer movies.
Overrated. And you're being biased because you like serial killers. It's horrible.
I didn't like Lucky. Did I like Lucky? I gave Lucky a goddamn 3 out of 10.
It's horrible. Lucky is better than this movie. If you want to watch a good movie,
Lucky.
If you
want to
watch a good serial killer movie,
on a
go
stick.
Watch Lucky.
If you want
Lucky
to, I would rather
and two
eat
people
a
from
fucking
Lucky
live panda than watch Lucky.
It's horrible. American Psycho is horrible in the story.
Dude, no. This movie is amazing. I don't like all serial killer stuff, but this movie is phenomenal. It's flawless. I give it a 10 out of 10.
Overrated.
Should I sing more Phil Collins for you?
You want me to hang up?
I have a question. Overrated. Did you actually know this movie existed before I told you to review it?
Yeah.
Have you heard people say it was good before me?
Yeah, I really have.
Okay. Fine, okay. Let's move on from reviews to most anticipated movies of 2014 because it's January and there's like 12 months for content and movies and shit. Cameron, what movies are you looking forward to the most in 2014?
What movies are coming out in 2014?
They're remaking RoboCop.
No.
The Lego.
Oh, yes, the Lego movie. Yes, I'm going to see the Lego movie. I am going to see.
Why? I will
admit. It looks amazing. Oh my god! Yes, the Lego movie.
Other movies of the Godzilla remake.
Yeah. Okay.
X-Men: Days of Future Past that we're going to see together.
Go look at Ty's tweet.
Why do I have to look at Ty's tweet? Why? Okay, you're going to make me stop the show to read Ty's tweet.
He said, let me put my...
Fuck, Cameron.
I'm sorry. I don't know what they're doing in the other room.
What the fuck, Cameron? Are they moving in something into your house with a goddamn thing?
No. Okay, it was a smoke alarm, I guess. It stopped now.
Really? Remember the time that a smoke alarm went off? From in my house during the show?
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about the movies again. And the Lego movie is going to be awesome. Everyone should go see the Lego movie.
I'm not really interested in the Lego movie.
Because it doesn't have enough serial killers?
What? Why do you think I only like serial killer movies?
Because that's the only thing you talk about.
That's not.
It really is. It really is, Jamie. Jamie knows. Jamie's a smart man.
Oh, yeah. Me and Jamie just talk about serial killers all day, every day.
Oh, another movie, 22 Jump Street.
Oh, fuck yes. Holy shit, fuck yes.
Yeah.
Oh, 22 Jump Street. The only thing that worries me about this movie is from the trailer... looks like they're bringing up a lot of jokes, and I don't want this to end up like The Hangover 2 and to be an exact repeat of the first.
It's probably the next Spider-Man. We got The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which
are
I will be
going to see. Jamie Foxx as Electro?
Sure.
It isn't Paul Giamatti Rhino or some shit?
I think.
Oh my god. But I'm looking for, I'm not sold completely, but I did enjoy the first Amazing Spider-Man, so I will definitely be looking forward to seeing this one.
And the most anticipated movie of 2014 is X-Men Days of Future Past.
Dude, we're going to be seeing it together. How awesome.
Dude, we really are. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, we're going to be binge-watching all six X-Men movies. There's six out, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to go see it, and it's going to be the hype-ish. Oh, God, I just said hype. And it's going to be fucking awesome. And I'm really looking forward to this movie. I was very concerned at first. Oh, did you hear that they cut Rogue out of it?
Really?
Yeah, Anne Paquin of True Blood fame will not be in X-Men Days of Future Past. She was super excited and filmed her scene, and they said, we really only need you at the beginning, so we're going to take you out. And she said, cool, I'm going to go do True Blood stuff.
I'm sad. That makes me sad. I like Rogue.
Rogue is cool. I like her. Anne Paquin. Is she a good actress? No, but am I a fan of her? Yeah, she's cool in True Blood. I like True Blood. Fuck you. I don't care. I liked her in the X-Men movies. I really did. No, she was a good Rogue. She's better than fucking X-Men Evolution Rogue.
Oh.
Dude, how many talks have we had about how horrible that voice actor is?
So many. So many. Oh.
Yeah, it's just... what other movies are there? Any other movies coming out this year?
You got that movie that was going to be a crappy black movie, Ride Along, with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart.
Oh my god, no, thank you, sir. I love Ice Cube. I love N.W.A. I love some of his movies, but no, thank you. No,
Kevin Hart is so overrated and horrible.
Oh,
and
god,
Kevin
Hart is the fucking worst.
I mean, okay, I'll admit, he has some funny jokes, but he's just so overrated. Mm-mm. You got another Veronica Mars movie. Well, not another. A Veronica Mars movie.
Who the fuck is Veronica Mars?
You didn't watch the TV show, Veronica Mars?
No, what the hell is Veronica Mars?
It's an old show. It's an old show, and they're finally doing a movie for it, I guess.
Sounds familiar. I just have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Another Hunger Games.
I still haven't seen Catching Fire.
I don't want to see Catching Fire because, like, the first one... I need someone to explain to me what's going on in Hunger Games, or else it's just retarded and boring to me.
I liked the first one was okay. I read the first two books. I still have not read Mockingjay. I know how it ends.
If you're going to tweet about me to certain people, at least at me, okay?
All I said was we had a debate about you being illegal on the show.
At me. Okay?
Dude, you can get into the conversation if you want. You're just such a multitasker.
I will. I'm watching the Caps game. The Caps scored, by the way. It's 1-0.
I'm not being a penis. Yep, I can hear him typing. Anyway, any other movies you want to talk about that are coming out this year? Because I can't think of anything.
Cameron and Caleb the movie, which is going to come out before Steven Larsson the movie. Yes, it's going to be confirmed. It's confirmed. It's confirmed.
Confirmed.
Late 2014.
December.
We have about a week to film it, but it will be filmed.
Jamie is going to be playing a Russian prostitute who shows his dick the entire movie. There's not going to be one scene in the movie where Jamie, the Russian prostitute, is not showing his dick. He did it in The Wolf of Wall Street. Oh, Jamie. We like to have fun with you. I can guarantee you Jamie's just sitting there behind the board and he's like,
Whoa,
I'm going to quote him right now. Jamie has just confirmed, this is a quote from Jamie, the lens isn't big enough for my penis.
Oh.
I don't know if breaking the, what do we talk about now? Jamie talking about his penis made me lose my train of thought.
We were talking about movies and how we only had a week to film it.
And how Jamie's going to be showing his penis in the entire time. Okay. That's pretty much it. We're going to be making the Caleb and Cameron movie. It's going to be coming out November 20th.
No, it's Cameron and Caleb. Cameron and Caleb sounds better than Caleb and Cameron.
Why don't you just go away? I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, it's going to be a great film. It's going to be full. It's basically going to be The Wolf of Wall Street. So Cameron, expect to see Cameron snorting cocaine out of some hookers' buttholes. That's going to be happening. And, all that good. What the fuck am I talking about? I actually haven't even seen The Wolf of Wall Street. I'm just going based on what I've heard. From what I've heard, Jonah Hill shows his dick and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Your mom said,
snort. Said
it was good, so I'm not going to go see it.
Dude, my mom fucking hated The Wolf of Wall Street. Holy shit, my parents hated The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
God, yes, they hated the fucking Wolf of Wall Street. They said it was nothing but fucking the entire time. Who knows? I still haven't seen it. It's supposed to be the best movie of 2013. I'm probably not going to be able to see it in theaters. I have no idea who the fuck to go with. I don't go to the movies by myself. That'd be lame. I have no idea. I'm probably going to wait till it's on PSN, and then I'll just download it for $6 and watch it. Anyway, so I think we're done talking about shit, so let's talk about... we actually have very limited time, so Cameron, just for 2 seconds, let's talk about How to Make X-Men Apocalypse, which is confirmed for, 2016... let's just say some quick things, how to make it awesome. I'm just going to say this. Bring Jean Grey back. There's nothing wrong with bringing Jean back to do it.
Though she, died, they bring her back all the time in the comics. So,
In the comics, she's come back, 20 times.
Yeah, so, there's no problem with bringing her back.
Yeah, exactly. Bring in Gambit again and make him awesome. Not like in Wolverine, where he's basically a fucking cameo. And besides that, I would say, do you think they should bring in the Horsemen of Apocalypse?
Sure. Why not?
Well, bring in, have fucking Archangel. He becomes a Horseman of Apocalypse. Have him be a fucking he's Archangel. What am I saying? I don't know. Whatever. Have him be a fucking goddamn Horseman of Apocalypse, whatever. Dude, whenever I was a kid, you have no idea how disappointed I was whenever I learned that the Horsemen of Apocalypse didn't fucking ride horses. Dude, I was crushed. I was so excited. I was yeah, they're going to be riding horses. And it's dude, they weren't riding horses. I was crushed. I was just horrified. That was awful. Apocalypse, though, man. Anyway, since that was 2 seconds, let's talk about them sports, where I let you take over, and we talk about them spouts.
Capitals.
Oh, let's talk about the playoffs this weekend.
Capitals.
There are other teams besides the Capitals, but I see what you're saying there.
Capitals are playing.
Cameron Jesus.
Capitals have the lead, 1-0. They're wearing those sexy throwbacks. You should go watch them. Yeah.
Sexy throwback. Oh, my God. Okay. Let's talk about playoffs this weekend. What's going on this weekend?
Patriots Broncos.
Yay, that was my favorite game this year. This season so far was the Patriots game where they that shit happened where they were being crushed the first 2 quarters and then they came back after halftime. That was awesome. Yeah,
Peyton Manning's gonna win.
No, he's not.
Peyton Manning. He's a Louisiana guy. He's not going to let me down.
What the fuck? Dude, Patriots are winning this, man.
No, Broncos, Bubba.
Marilyn and Andre know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to rub it in your face like you were a dog and you just crapped on the floor when the Broncos...
What the hell? You're going to take your dog shit and rub it in my face?
No.
I'm not Charlie Sheen. I don't enjoy shit for sexual pleasure.
The Broncos are going to win.
Kids are going to win, and then me, Andre, and Marilyn are going to triple powerbomb you off of the apartment.
No.
Hashtag Path Nation.
No. Broncos are such a better team. They're Peyton Manning is
better,
than Tom Brady.
Dude, that was funny because for a second there, I thought you just said Peyton Manning is better than Tom Brady.
He kind of is. He can break records without cheating.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. Peyton Manning is just jealous because his less talented kid brother gets all the fucking goddamn spotlight because he has more Super Bowl wins than him.
Guess what? You want to know what? Peyton Manning would have a lot more rings if he cheated like the Patriots.
Oh, really? The Patriots united a nation when we were going through some shit during 9/11. You know that.
What are you talking about? No, they didn't unite a nation. They didn't do anything.
The Patriots will always be America's team. America! The Patriots are basically Team America World Police when you think about it.
No. They're cheaters. Okay. Defending the Patriots, why would you cheat for a whole season? Go undefeated.
Tom Brady
and the one game. Shut up.
Scoring touchdowns and winning games.
Shut up.
Because Tom Brady is one of the greatest of all time.
The one game you lose.
All legal, and he can do what he pleases.
The one game you lose just happens to be the one game you didn't cheat.
How about them Patriots?
How about those cheaters? How about
America? Oh, I'm offending Jamie. I'm sorry. Anyway, nonetheless, what's the other one? Seahawks.
49ers. Seahawks.
Dude, I want the 49ers and Patriots at the Super Bowl so bad. Imagine how awesome that would be if, like, the last two losers at the Super Bowl faced each other this year. That'd be fucking hype. But no, Seahawks winning.
What do you mean, last two losers at the Super Bowl? What are you talking about?
Year, 49ers lost to the Ravens. Year before that, Patriots lost to the Giants.
No. Was it the year before that the Patriots and Giants? Was that close?
Yeah, dude, yeah. That was just 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, dude, yeah. That's when I started getting into football more.
Huh. Well, then. I didn't think it was that close.
It was pretty... Yeah, it really is. It doesn't feel like 2 years ago.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't.
I say Patriots, Seahawks, Super Bowl. What do you say?
You know what? It's going to be Broncos, Seahawks.
So we agree Seahawks are a lock, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I can't wait to see good old Tom Brady, the quarterback of a generation, and the American Bald Eagle, which I'm now calling him from now on because he soars through the clouds as he passes his ball.
Yeah, he soars through the crowd, soars through the stadium, looking at the other team's plays. Just looking at the other team's plays.
Oh.
You can't live that down, Caleb. Own up to it. Be a man. My team cheated. Say it. Own up to
it. Yeah. My team, you know what my team did? They united a goddamn nation.
No.
They united a nation, goddammit.
No.
America. But
can I just say one thing?
We did cheat, though. Yeah, we did cheat.
one thing about the Patriots. Y'all brag about those three Super Bowls. You play some crap teams in the Super Bowl.
I don't brag about the Super Bowl.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about Patriots fans in general. You played some crap teams. You played, the Rams, the first one, the great show on turf. They were old at that point, if they were even playing. I don't remember. But then you go to Panthers and Eagles? Come on now. Come on. And then you barely won those games. 2017, 32-29, and 24-21. Don't brag if it's not a blowout.
America.
Shut up. Shut up.
Shut your dick.
You are always talking about my penis.
Because you are a penis.
I'm done with this show. I'm not talking. Bye, everybody. I'm retiring.
Pull a Ric Flair and come back.
No, I'm retiring.
No, you aren't, though.
Bye, everybody.
You're not leaving. Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
I think, are we done with sports?
Yeah. Let's talk
okay.
about.
You know what that means. You know what that... Jamie, come out.
Anyway, you never warned me about this shit, man.
Dude, okay, it seems like you would learn by now, Jamie.
You do not warn me about this shit, Caleb. You do
Jamie,
not introduce me. I'm a man that needs no introduction.
He's a man.
Okay, a lot of people give that gimmick shit, but that theme song is awesome.
Dude, that shit is that's so awesome. But, Jamie, what have you been up to this last week?
What have I been up to? Oh, not much. Just getting psyched up for the Lego movie. Which, Caleb, what do you have against it exactly?
I don't have anything against it. I'm just not, like, it's not something I'm going to rush to the theaters to see.
Why not?
Because I...
Played with Legos when you were a kid.
Lego video games, yeah.
You play with Barbies? It's okay,
yeah.
We don't judge you.
No, what the fuck? I didn't play with Barbies. What the fuck?
We won't judge you, Caleb. It's okay.
I played with manly shit like Ninja Turtles and
oh yeah,
Spider-Man and Batman and I had some Hot Wheels.
I never had like any of those like giant ass tracks, you know.
Yeah, me neither. I just kind of like zoomed them down the stairs and made people mad.
Yeah, I kind of just left them everywhere. Fun times. Because I could get away.
Great times.
Sometimes I still can.
But, yeah. Yeah, I had some Lego. I had like some Spider-Man Lego sets and shit.
That's good. Oh. Can we just dedicate this wrestling portion to
Mae Young? Yes. I was going to bring that up. This is, in fact, dedicated to Mae Young. Thanks for bringing that up, Jamie.
Yeah, she, well, for those of you that do not know, and, this might be, like, breaking news to you, but Mae Young has been in failing health for the past month, and, she passed away last night, I believe, in South Carolina, and she was 90 years old. Had a career that spanned 8 decades, I believe, which is unbelievable. And truly, well, as Vince said, forever the Divas champion.
I agree. And let's really quick, before we do our top five, let's talk about some of our favorite Mae Young moments. I, of course, am a big fan of the time that she did the Bronco Buster to Eric Bischoff at Bad Blood 2003. Hilarious fucking moment.
The redneck triathlon. That whole thing.
Hey, you know it's a Wu-Tang pie.
That entire thing does not get talked about enough.
Oh, that shit was the bomb. And then my favorite Mae Young moment of all, besides her relationship with Mark Henry, my favorite Mae Young moment of all time was when the Dudleys power bombed her off of the stage through the tables.
That's like
a bump.
I think that's like the most notorious Mae Young moment because I mean, like what? What 80-some-year-old woman do you see getting powerbombed off the stage through a table? Like, what, I mean, like, what, like, really, like, someone, I mean, like, even a person at, like, 60 doesn't do that, or 50. Hell, even some of, like, the current guys wouldn't even do that.
Randy Orton didn't take very many bumps.
No, and Mae Young, like, 80-some years old, takes a huge bump like that.
That was fucking insane.
That was nuts. Like, that, I mean, like, I saw that when I was a kid, and I was mesmerized by that. And my favorite Mae Young moment of all time would probably have to be the very first old school Raw where she called bitches. That was
oh, that shit was awesome.
I laughed so hard because I mean, like, you know, I wasn't really huge on Lakepool. I mean, I honestly thought they were kind of annoying. But when Mae Young did that, oh my god! God, that was great.
I want to master these slots. No, yeah. Need to get over here, you bitches.
And she actually won too. I mean, like, you know, of course, albeit with like the help of like the Bellas and Eve and Natty and whatnot. But like, you know, still, she still won, and that was just oh, that moment was great.
Remember the time that Jeff Jarrett beat the shit out of her and Moolah?
I remember watching that on the 10th anniversary of SmackDown DVD, and I think it was Christian was the one that said, I think Christian was the one that said, did the dust come from the guitar or Moolah? And, yeah,
oh,
but,
that's
and that crazy thing. And also, like, Mae Young, of course, I think that was just shortly before the bump that she took from Bubba Ray Dudley. I mean, there's nothing that could keep Mae Young down. I mean, like, even, like, I think it was just, like, last week or the other day or something like that, the wrestlers, like, even thought that Mae Young was dead, but then it was reported that she wasn't. So it was like, man, nothing can keep this woman down.
Yeah, it was like, I saw like 9 different places confirm. Because all I've heard since like Thursday night was Mae Young's confirmed dead. She was taking off life support. She's still alive, taking off life support, dead. Still fighting, off life support, but alive, dead. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really, at that point, I just thought, okay, I'm not going to believe that she's really passed away until WWE says that she passed away. Because then, you know, it's official. I mean, I thought that it was official because you saw, like, a bunch of wrestlers tweeting it. Like, Regal did it and Cena, I think, and Jericho and Rock.
Daniels did.
Yep. And I thought that, like, okay, now she's finally gone. But then it was reported, nope, she's still alive. And I was like, well, fuck. I was like... Like I
That's
said, before,
I waited
not,
to comment until it was confirmed.
Yeah, like nothing could keep this woman down.
Not even being pregnant with a hand.
He even brought that back up. Raw 1000.
Okay.
I was like the only. I remember watching that with, I think Fries and Jeremy, who was another friend of mine. I think I was the only person that was laughing about it because, like, I'm not sure, like, if they remembered it or they just didn't find that whole thing funny, but, I mean, like, I just saw it and, like, I just thought, wow, we actually got a follow-up to that storyline. So, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, do you guys want to start the top fives?
Weekly top fives?
Yeah, Cameron, I'm going to let you go first.
Let the man eat. Okay. I'll go first.
No. I can go first.
Okay, all right.
I just want to say this before I start. I did this list as soon as Caleb woke me up with his text because he texts me during the day nonstop.
Like
oh,
I'm
you shut
up.
You text me
like,
all fucking day.
Like, I'm his
for like
boyfriend.
A month.
He just texts
shut
me.
Shut up.
Constantly.
You text me all day. You,
constantly.
Oh, shut up.
Constantly.
Oh,
I can't
you
get
fucking
away
liar.
From Caleb. I want to change my number. But I did this list as soon as I woke up. So I don't really have a lot of reasoning behind it. So I'm just going to say the names. Number five, Finley.
What?
Finley was cool.
You think he should have been world champion?
Yeah. At least a small one. It wouldn't have hurt. Just a small reign. It wouldn't have hurt.
Yeah, okay.
That's one person I never thought of.
Yeah.
I think Finley earlier.
Number four, and this is WWE-wise, Mr. Kennedy. He should have been world champion.
Oh, dude, I forgot to tell you, actually, the man, like, I forgot to tell you that if they've been TNA champion, it doesn't count.
What?
I forgot to tell you that, like, if they've been world champion.
Anyways, it's Mr. Kennedy.
Oh, fine.
I'm talking about in WWE. He should have been.
I mean, world champion, never mind.
I know what...
He just had a really bad case of bad timing.
Yes, he did.
He did. Just like Caleb.
What?
Number three, Arn Anderson.
Oh, I didn't think
number of two, Roddy Piper. And number one, William Regal.
Why does everyone think Regal should have been champion?
Because Regal is amazing.
I mean, all right, do not get me wrong. William Regal is fucking great. Love
he's a
Regal.
Man.
He's a man's man. But I just never really saw him as, like, you know, a world champion. I mean, like, it would have been cool to see him as champion, but it just never really, like, bothered me that, you know, he never got it.
Right. Anyway, I am going to go next now.
Oh, I'm going last this time. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so number five is a TNA one. Christopher Daniels. Why the fuck has Christopher Daniels not been TNA champion? That is a crime. Christopher Daniels is one of the most talented, best mic workers, most charismatic fucking people in TNA, and he has never been TNA World Heavyweight Champion. That's fucking bullshit.
Christopher Daniels was on my list. He was on my list, but I took him off.
Who did you replace him with?
I put Finley in his place.
Oh! Finley deserves it more than Christopher Daniels, buddy.
Yes.
No. Christopher Daniels, because he's amazing.
But Finley
anyway,
left the
first. Now, number four is one that is going to shock you guys. Goldust, I am not saying he should have won the Royal Rumble, main event at WrestleMania.
You're just saying this
so people
block you.
I don't. He's responded to me before, and he didn't block me because he's cool. Anyway, but basically,
thank you for blocking me.
So I just think he should have gotten like a 2-month reign as champion. Nothing too long, nothing. But I mean, he is definitely a dude who is deserving of a world title. And it's a shame because the dude, the way he's working right now, could be a great world champion. But in today's environment, Goldust should not be champion simply because of there's just too much shit going on. And he, especially with one championship, Goldust should not be the face of a company as the one champion. Now, in today's environment, late 90s, maybe because people would have tuned in no matter what, and he would still have Stone Cold. But like in this today's environment, Goldust as undisputed champion would be terrible. So he's never going to be, which is why I'm saying should have been. And then number three, Cameron. Cameron,
I'm boss is blind.
Jesus Christ, Andre. anyway, number three is a guy who recently just showed up, and that is Jake the Snake Roberts. Oh, this dude should have been fucking world champion. Holy shit, Jake Roberts. Great in-ring performer, great in-ring psychology, great promo worker. Dude would have been an awesome main event heel as WWE champion.
in the early 90s. Oh, that would have been great. Imagine how much more awesome his feud with Macho Man would have been if it had been over the WWE title.
Fun fact, Jake Roberts actually never won a single championship in WWE.
Was he not Intercontinental Champion?
Nope. He didn't win a single
title.
Sure?
Wow,
yeah.
That's fun. What?
He won titles in, like, other territories, but, like, in WWE, he was never a champion. To my knowledge, he was never a champion.
That. I could have sworn he was Intercontinental Champion.
I don't believe he was, no.
Damn.
So, yeah, he's never been a champion in WWE. To my knowledge,
wow.
At least.
That is fucking fucked up. Number two is William Regal. Because William Regal is fucking awesome. Should have been
a man's man.
He's a man. And then number one is a guy who, I mean, he never really had the opportunity, I suppose, but the dude should have been a champion in the 80s. And that is none other than one of the greatest heels of all time, Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase. Why the fuck? I mean, the Million Dollar Championship is awesome. Don't get me wrong. But, dude, him as WWE champion would have been amazing. Imagine the money, no pun intended, people would have fucking paid to see him lose that belt to people like Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage and other 80s people. I'm sorry. I know.
Wow, your knowledge is top notch.
I know my shit, but my mind is slipping right now. I can't think of any main event faces in the 80s off the top of my head. I'm just thinking of Hogan and Savage. I couldn't think of anyone else. Steamboat. Warrior. Oh, look at me go. Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, mm-hmm. Ultimate Warrior. Should we mention that Warrior has also been announced to be in the Hall of Fame?
Ultimate Warrior. Fame. I love the Warrior. Oh, let's not forget the fact, I think it's interesting because remember that YouTube video he made where he talked about how everyone had sex with Linda McMahon except for him?
You know, I have never watched that DVD, like the burial of him.
I need to watch that.
I have never watched that. And I don't believe it's on Netflix, so I'm probably going to have to search it up on YouTube or something. But
yeah. It's on YouTube because I watched it when I was a young lad. And before I was like, oh, I want to hear about the Ultimate Warrior. Like, oh, my God, how could they do this to him? I thought he was a legend.
Nothing but, like, I could never be around. I mean, like, from, like, the previews I saw, because I put in one of my DVDs here today, and there's, like, a trailer for it, or a preview or whatever, and it was nothing but, like, I could never be around him. I couldn't wait to fire. I was like, oh, badly
they,
is he buried on this?
Horrible.
How badly did they bury him on this?
Oh, my God.
Well, the fucking title of the DVD is The Self-Destruction of the Ultimate Warrior.
It must have taken them a lot to mend the fences to get Warrior in the Hall of Fame.
Dude, how hilarious would it be if Hulk Hogan or Vince McMahon inducted him?
I want to see the Iron Sheik induct him.
Yes!
Ultimate
baby.
Warrior! You have the ant dick. Hall of Fame for jabroni, no good, piece of shit. Dead dogs. Iron Sheik, baby. Break your back, make you humble. Camel clutch, Iran number one.
I would love to see the Iron Sheik and Duck Warrior. But if I had to take a guess on who was going to actually induct Warrior, wouldn't surprise me if it was Hogan. But another thought that I had would be, you know, why not have Edge induct him? Because that's what inspired Edge to become a superstar.
That could be interesting. Why is Rob Stark on some fucking show about cowboys?
All right. Can I move on to my top five now, Caleb?
Oh, you haven't done your top five. Yeah, do it.
Yeah, because you saved me for last. You know?
Messed up the rhythm. See, Jamie goes first. You messed up the rhythm.
Saved the best for last, Caleb.
Okay.
All right. Number five, Jake the Snake Roberts. Like Caleb said, a guy who recently just came back. The guy is one of the best mic workers I've ever seen in, like, anything. I mean, like, you think in, like, just people who have, like, lines in movies or on TV or, like, even, like, broadcasters on sports, whatever. Jake Roberts is one of the best mic workers there has been. And just his character alone, like, you know, he played a really, really good heel. And a guy like him should have been world champion. Hell, a character like that should have been champion, period. Like I said before, because to my knowledge, I don't think he's ever held a championship. Tag team, IC, world, I don't think he's won a single thing, which is a dire shame. Number four, Owen Hart. Owen Hart is one of the best performers there has ever been. I mean, like, it almost seemed like the ring just came naturally to a guy like Owen Hart. And, like, you know, of course, from, like, the time that he was in WWE to the time of his, you know, unfortunate death, you know, maybe, like, around the time, maybe it wasn't the right time for him to be a world champion, but definitely at some point in his career, I think he should have been champion. And, you know, of course, with, like, his, you know, horrible and very, very, very unfortunate death in May of 1999, you know, perhaps later on after that, he could have been a world champion, which would have been great. Definitely not in the gimmick that he had, but I definitely...
Blue Blazer for WWE champion.
Yeah, but, I mean, definitely I thought that Owen Hart was definitely a very good fit for a world champion at some point. Number three, Big Van Vader.
He was a WCW champion.
Yes, but he was never a world champion in WWE.
Okay, true.
This guy was, I mean, like, he was a monster. I mean, like, this guy, like, the size of him. I mean, like, imagine a guy like him being world champion in WWE, he would have been unstoppable. Not that he wasn't. But Vader, I mean, just, like, you know, a guy his size and, you know, a guy that could move around quite a bit. Like he wasn't some slow-ass guy. Like, he could go. So, Vader. Number two, Mr. Perfect, Curt Hennig. He was only an IC I believe he was a tag champion at one point. I'm not very certain that he was, but anyways, Mr. Perfect, I mean, he is exactly what his name was. He was perfect. The guy, I mean, it was almost like the ring just came naturally to him. And it was a shame, it is a shame that he was never a champion because he was just so good. And he had so many great matches with, you know, guys the first person to come to mind, Bret Hart. They had a great match at SummerSlam 91. I'm not exactly sure which year it was, but I know it was in Madison Square Garden, and I know it was at a SummerSlam, but I just forget what year it was. So yeah, Perfect would be number two. And number one, Rowdy Roddy Piper. One of the best heels ever. One of the best mic workers ever. Imagine him as world champion. I mean, like, Caleb, it's like what you said with DiBiase. A lot of people would pay money to see Piper lose that title because he was so good. And Piper, I believe he even said in a promo sometimes that him not ever being a world champion does eat at him sometimes a little bit. Now, like, I'm not sure if that was just for the promo or if that was real. But I imagine, you know, a guy of his caliber at the time and, you know, I would be kind of be a little bit better if I wasn't champion at one point.
Right.
So.
Yeah, Piper, I totally forgot about him when I made this list. But let's consider him an honorable mention for me. Because Piper is WWE champ. Oh, I'd like to think about that. We get to break this awkward silence.
Caleb, you've caused too many of them already on this show.
Oh, it's like the early episodes when I talk about peanut butter condoms and dicks. Anyone want an update on peanut butter condoms?
Didn't you mention a movie earlier saying, like, how if you watch this movie, you're going to want to kill yourself or something?
Yeah, if you watch The Guilt Trip, you're going to have suicidal thoughts in your head.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Caleb.
Anyway, but the thing with peanut butter condoms is I do want to give an update. I'm working really hard every night, all night. Trying to figure out how to get the peanut butter flavoring into the latex. Still working on it. And
hold on.
With it right now is I don't know how to block the semen out of the condom. It just kind of like seeps through, and that's no good because it is a condom. But don't, my scientists are working on it. And peanut butter condoms are going to be up and ready to go by early 2016. So
if you
like to taste peanut butter dicks in your mouth.
We're pushing the date. When you buy Cameron and Caleb the movie on DVD, you'll get a free pack of peanut butter condoms.
Yeah, exactly. And if you get on Blu-ray, you get the Jumbo Jedediah edition of Caleb's peanut butter condom. Jumbo Jedediah.
You think too much, Caleb.
Dude, that was just off the top of my head, man.
You think too much.
My brain is too big for my head. Let's see how much we can quote Friday before we end this. Damn!
No.
Please?
No.
Cameron, is Friday your favorite movie?
Mm-mm. No, it isn't.
How is Friday not your favorite movie? I thought isn't Friday supposed to be your favorite movie?
No, it never was.
I bet it secretly is. I bet you're watching it right now.
No, I'm looking through things Hispanics like and tagging
Rain. Oh, dude, you're trying to.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Again. Oh, Rain is a good statue.
She says she isn't my friend, so I'm going to annoy her.
Oh, that picture's fun.
Wow.
Poor Rain. Her mentions are just being spammed with your shit.
We should just like discuss Raw a little bit this week.
Nobody told you it was gonna be this way.
Caleb.
What?
You got a show to do. You think I ever slacked this much on that one show I used to do there? I forget the name of it.
Show that was copying the other show?
Something like that. But
some shit like that. An asshole called.
Anyways. Do you think we should maybe like discuss Raw?
Kofi Kingston beat the Undisputed Champion. Randy Orton attacked John Cena's dad because this is 2007.
I was watching a review video on YouTube, and I think it was from JMH, who was also at Believe in JMH on Twitter.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. And he said that watching Raw this week was almost like going through a time machine. Looking back on it now, I have to agree with him because like there was like a lot of flashback moments. Like you had Kofi and Orton, you know, like 2009. You had Del Rio and Mysterio, 2010, and then you had Big Show, Brock Lesnar. You know, that's like 2002, 2003. Yeah, I have to admit, I have to agree with him on that because I never really noticed that. But Raw this week, though, overall, I thought was pretty enjoyable. I do think Cena's dad needs to stop coming to the shows, especially when Orton's around.
Maybe parents, maybe wrestlers' parents can just stay away from the arenas.
Orton,
like, remember Miz's pedophile dad?
That was some of the worst acting I've ever seen.
He just looked at him.
Miz's dad was like, yeah. Like, he did not give a shit.
I think Zack Ryder's dad is the only one that never got beat up.
Zack Ryder's dad.
Dude, Zack Ryder's dad is awesome. Follow him on Twitter. I'm kidding. I used to follow him, but I don't anymore because the true Long Island story does not appeal to me anymore. I used to love that shit. Zack Ryder's dad, though, he's pretty awesome. John Morrison.
True Long Island story.
I know. It's been gone for a year now. John Morrison was his favorite wrestler.
Was a very good web series. I liked it. I didn't like the last, like, 20 episodes because they were just filled with pretty much nothing.
Earlier ones, when he would like climb over fences and say, "I'm trying to get over." Those were great.
Well, you see, because Ryder could actually do that because WWE had no control over that. Once he turned the show over to them, it got fucked badly. And I believe he even said on Twitter one time or somewhere, he said that the biggest mistake that he ever made with his show was giving it to WWE.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then WWE...
I know one episode they cut off like 2 minutes of material.
Oh, yeah. WWE cut off like a bunch of stuff with his show. So, yeah, definitely when you have like a really fun thing going and it's actually getting you somewhere, don't turn it over unless if you do like your good, you know, like your good background research on it.
Yeah, exactly. He should have known WWE wasn't going to let him fucking say shit. Like, they weren't going to let him use shit like the word jobber over any of that.
Yeah. That one scene there where I think the Big O pushes Ryder and he's all like, nobody pushes Zack Ryder.
That was great.
Anyone have...
No one pushes Zack Ryder unless it's off of a stage.
In a wheelchair.
Dude, I legit thought he broke his ankle when that happened. Like, it looked like he fucking fucked up his ankle.
Joey Styles gave him like a bunch of praise because he said that like that was like an ECW style bump.
It was, because he had no fucking protection.
Mm-hmm. He landed knees first on concrete.
He is fucked up.
Like, damn. Any more collective thoughts on Raw or anything like that? Oh, we should maybe mention WWE Network.
Oh yeah, I'm going to get that at some point. It's going to be awesome.
WWE Network, man. Cable companies are fucked.
Oh my God. Holy shit. I can't do every WWE pay-per-view ever, every WCW pay-per-view ever. Oh, yes.
Because now that WWE Network's coming, and then you got Netflix... people get the two of those combined because, you know, like, not everybody watches just wrestling, right?
Right.
So, like, you get the combined those, WWE Network 9, well, it's basically $10 a month. Netflix is $8 a month. Combined, you're basically paying, like, $20 a month just for, like, to, like, watch shit. Cable companies are fucked. Badly.
Yeah, it's like I'm gonna be using Netflix, of course, and I'm not gonna be watching it like all day or anything. But WWE Network's gonna be very helpful to learn more about shit. Even I know a great deal, but it's great to always learn shit you didn't know.
I'm just happy because like I think I just might go back and, you know, just start like a Raw fucking marathon. Well, like I'm not gonna sit down and watch every episode of Raw, you know, consistently from one,
right,
from episode 1 to 1077, I think, last week was. So, like, you know, I'll just be happy that, like, I can binge-watch every episode of Raw. Because I have not seen every single episode. Because Raw started the year I was born. So.
Exactly. I wouldn't, like... As far as binge watching, no. But like watching
like the first few episodes of Raw continuing like next week and shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I mean,
slowly watching every episode of Raw. Yeah.
Yeah. Did I say binge watch?
Yeah. You said binge watch.
Never mind. But, yeah, definitely. I'm thinking that, you know, this network is definitely going, man. I honestly do not see any way that it can fail. Now, like, if it does, it's going to bite them. It's going to bite them bad.
Right.
But still, though, I think that they have enough to bounce back if something like that were to happen.
Can I say one thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Caps just scored. 2-1.
No one cares.
Go Caps.
Aren't the Leafs playing tonight?
Yeah, they're playing the Sabres, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think we're winning or something. Maybe.
Yeah, it's 3-2. Leafs.
All right, we're almost about done here, Caleb, so.
Okay. So I guess we can do our plugs.
Yep.
James?
You guys can follow me on Twitter at Jamie Lee Mack, and that's it.
You can follow me.
Do a bitch.
No. Oh, yo. Don't call me a bitch. You can follow me at...
Rain can call you a bitch. I can call you a bitch.
Rain is mean.
No, that's not true. She's a nice person.
Do whatever you have to do. Go.
Okay, follow him at the LSU fan. Follow me at the awesome... Oh, you did?
Yeah.
People, you can follow Cameron at that LSU fan, and you can follow Caleb at the awesome Clark and follow his
and
backup.
And you can follow my backup account at Caleb Clark J. You can follow me and Cameron's Twitter account at EV of Radio. You can follow my dog's Twitter account at Samuel James.
I can't believe you did that.
Daily TAM updates.
I can't believe you did that.
Jamie has not responded to any of my TAM updates.
No. If you expect me to follow it, too bad.
Dude, Andre, Marilyn, and Rain all follow it. And so does some weird Dexter fan page, but that's not important.
Oh, that's so...
Rain loves it. Did you know there is an arranged marriage between my Tam and Rain's dog, Samantha? They're going to have cute little babies together.
Anyways, folks, this edition of CNC Reviews is brought to you by Audible.com. If you want to listen to it, Audible has it. With over 150,000 titles in virtually every genre, you'll find what you're looking for. Get a free audiobook and 30-day trial today by signing up at audibletrial.com/PWP radio. And also, do not forget to like the official Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Facebook page at facebook.com/Pro Wrestling Powerhouse, and also follow them on Twitter at PW Powerhouse. And that's all, folks.
Oh, and also, you can follow my other best friend. You can follow Rain at OX. XO. We have time. I don't know. I miss her being called Rain's Rain. That was so much simpler. You can follow Gregory Helms at Shane Helms. I don't know why.
What? What are you doing? What are you doing?
You can follow The Miz at Like The Miz. You can follow... what's Andre's Twitter? I don't have time to look at Andre's. Wait, I might.
@WWE_TheShield12.
You can follow Jonathan Ritland at Reborn. That is Bourne again. You can follow I Like Girls Daily. you can follow Scott Hall at Scott Hall NWO.
This is what I work with on a weekly basis, people. Feel bad.
You love us, James. You're my best white male friend. Rain is my best female Mexican friend, and Cameron is my best black and my best friend. And everybody, I hope you had fun hanging with us. We had fun hanging with you, and I love your faces, and I'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody.
Copyright.